This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time for DJV Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I am not Dr. Stockwell. I'm Dr. Stefan, kind of. I like to think that I know a little bit of when it comes to medicine and how to take care of myself. And that was actually the original impetus of getting Jack on to DJV Health. It was called Good Day Health at the time. And the same with Ken Kronhaus. I thought that there were a lot of things going on with me. And I thought, okay, well, if there are a lot of things going on with me, there must be a lot of people who have a lot of questions. And so we have questions. Jack's got answers. Ken's got answers. Jack Stockwell is a certified NUCA chiropractor, has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, also a certified GAPS practitioner, teaching people who come into his office about how important it is, and people listen to him on his local radio program there in Salt Lake, and on this program we are heard around the country and around the world, the idea that there is a different way, a better way. There was the original way before there were drugs, in a manner of speaking. Although people will tell you, Jack, that without drugs, drugs have... And I think that that's true. I think we'd all admit that certain drugs have done a great deal of good to help mankind. It's just now...
No issue about it.
The floodgates are open. People are developing all kinds of stuff. And you just kind of wonder where it all goes. But anyway, there's so much great information around today for you to absorb, and that's why I invite Jack to come here to talk about some of the things that he's come across in his research and his experience. Again, as a certified NUCA chiropractor, he deals with a certain part of the body, the shoulders, the neck, the head, that sort of thing, and it really all is, it's kind of all begins there, because it begins in your head, right? Your head is going to predicate the old spirit-mind-body connection. What's going on in your head, I think, is the predicator for what is going to happen in your body.
Well, sure, physically and emotionally.
Yeah, I think that's true. All right, so there's information this week about rare blood clots that have happened after people had AstraZeneca shots and J&J vaccines, and they're saying that there is no coincidence. They share the same technology. So normally, you're pretty much against all of these vaccines, or you want people to make informed consent decisions.
Yes.
That's
study
cool.
It. Yeah, you decide you want to do it after you've studied it. Hey, God bless you. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But for Pete's sake, most people spend more time investigating their Wi-Fi or telephone carriers than they spend looking at the first and second shots.
They spend more time on social media. I was talking about that on the DJV program.
Better said. Yeah.
It just, I mean, so what does that do for you?
Well, you know, one of my favorite philosophers was Johann Goethe. And he said, and this is, I think about this every single day. He said, we only look for what we know. Mm-hmm. And I say this to my crew, especially today, Tuesday lunch. I always provide lunch for my crew on Tuesdays, and we sit around and just, you know, gab around the table about what's going on, what we need to be aware of, what patient needs this or what patient needs that. And I always bring that up. We only see what we're looking for, and we only look for what we know. So I want them to look deeper. I want them to look further.
Questions.
Don't get rid of the knee-jerk reactions.
Always
go past that. Go deeper in your research, and you'll be surprised what is sitting right there in front of you if you can go past what you're looking for.
Well, one of the things that is important for us to understand is the way people's thought patterns have changed over the years and what has caused the way people think. It's an influence.
But what happened to critical thinking?
Well, it's not being even taught anymore in school.
No.
So you're not asking, the question always used to be with me was, or was all who, what, where, why, when.
Yes.
That's the Scorpio nature of me and my being, asking questions and wanting answers. And I must say that I've been frustrated much of my life because I don't really get the answers. And I'm more frustrated now because I get fewer answers because it's all pap and BS that you get from people. It's just all, and we've created the technology, we've created the, it's like the perfect storm. We've used technology, created circumstances in our educational system that bring people away from that critical thinking that you were talking about. And we just accept whatever is fed to us because we believe in a certain philosophy, back again to what you said at the very beginning of the hour.
Yeah, you remember Vance Packard's book back in, I think, in the 50s, The Hidden Persuaders.
He's a football guy, wasn't he?
Well, no. This was Wall Street Marketing or Madison Avenue Marketing.
No, I'm not thinking the same thing. Yeah,
The Hidden Persuaders that were primarily in radio and television. That's about all there was back then, of course.
Yeah, right.
And he said, these are the things that are showing up in front of you you're not even aware of to get you to buy this, to get you to like this, to get you to not like that, and to get you to invest in this without you ever reaching to a conscious level that these things are hitting you all the time. Look at that. You know, if you look at a movie from the 30s or the 40s, and when they want to make a point about something somebody's saying, that camera will sit on that face 10, 12, 15 seconds.
Yep.
And now, what is it, 2 to 3 seconds, I think, is the average image, whether it's in something in social media or something in the theater or television or anything else, to keep you moving forward in your observation rather than sitting still for a second and doing what you just said beautifully a few minutes ago. What, who, what, where, why, what, when, what?
Question. Always. That's why I've grown up always questioning everything. That's why I think I'm fairly good at what I do. I was listening to an old, on Sirius, they have the old radio channel, and I happened to be listening to it the other night when I was going in to pick up my son at the airport. And there was an old Bob Hope radio show. Mm. And it was presented by Lieber Brothers Soap. John Wilson was the announcer. He was the announcer for lots and lots and lots of radio shows and lots and lots and lots of commercial products. And it dawned on me, as you were just talking about it, what he said or how he said it, the words that were chosen for him, I'm sure, by the advertising agency. But they brought you around to thinking about this kind of soap in a way that was different than any other kind of soap.
Oh, beautiful. And
so, that's what we do here. So, in honor to continue that tradition, I'm going to sell you a few MyPillows, okay, for a moment or two. The feel of the towels, the pillows, the sheets. Wrap yourself in quality. Nothing but the best with the products that come from MyPillow. Check out the MyPillow product catalog, which gives you lots and lots of insight into what it is that is important to America when it comes to getting good rest, a quality time in the bedroom and the bathroom. These Giza My Sheets and the My Pillows. There's a promo code that you can use called DJV. When you go to MyPillow.com, you can apply that to everything you buy. Right now, the best example of how this can work for you is the towel sets that they have. The MyPillow towel sets come in a variety of colors. 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Usually the original price of the MyPillow 6-piece towel set was $109.99. Now, using the DJV promo code, you get them for $39.99. So you can buy, almost 3 for the price of 1. Pretty fabulous. MyPillow.com. When you go there, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there into which you enter the promo code DJV. So you can see what other deep discounts there are. You may want to buy the pillows. You may want to buy the towels, whatever it is. But you can apply, look the catalog and see what's there. You want to buy stuff, apply the DJV code. Save from 30 to 65% by going to MyPillow.com and using that code DJV.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about tech that will help me focus on my work and my workouts?
Also possible. Staples Connect has all the tech you need to work and learn from home. And now, Apple AirPods Pro are only $179. That's $70 off. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or at staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N731 Limit 2 in-store only.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DJV Health, talking in general. I started the conversation talking about the whole business of AstraZeneca and J&J, which seem to be the two that are, the Pfizer and Moderna people have some comfort level with, but now there are blood clots apparently coming from AstraZeneca's vaccine. There's a rare sort of other types of clots with women who have had Johnson & Johnson. So I guess the understanding here is to be careful.
It's not just the people who received the inoculation. It's also people who did not get the jab, but they're in proximity to people who did.
You know,
same symptoms.
But using the same thinking that we were just talking about advertising, you wonder how much of this stuff may have been started by the competition. Did, in fact, Pfizer or Moderna start the rumor that if you take AstraZeneca, you're liable to have a blood clot in your brain?
Would you put it past them to do that?
No, of course not.
They're still getting blood clots with Pfizer and Moderna. They're just not showing up as fast because the nature of the vaccine is different. The AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson are not mRNAs. They're the full bug.
All right, then answer this for us, Jack. The whole idea of what now is being touted, and I don't know who knows where this thing started, the idea that if you have COVID, you don't have the shots and you get it, that you will develop early onslaught dementia, Alzheimer's. Because whatever it does when your brain is swollen, because that's what happens to you, you get the virus, your brain swells up. How do we counter that?
Well, it could, but you know, people get brain swelling from a lot of different. Just a good knock on the head can do that.
Yeah, but
other kinds of infectious processes, but you usually get over that. And there's plenty of research to underscore what you just said. There's plenty of research to underscore that the onset, especially early onset of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, can easily be equated to exposure to environmental poisons. Poisons in our foods, in our water, in our drink, long-term use of antibiotics, long-term use of various kinds of drugs can lead to those kinds of problems as well. So to just point your finger at one particular thing, and like you said, who's making the money? Who's trying to expose who in all of this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much political nonsense behind this that it's just pushed science out the window as far as I'm concerned.
Well, this may be the new normal, though, and that's what's discouraging about it.
Yes.
Vaccine or the the fact that we have the virus and its symptoms? Is this the new normal? We're going to have to live this way for the rest of our lives. That's what's really despicable about this stuff that came from a laboratory in China. Despicable. More with Dr. Jack on DJV Health coming right up.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell back in the fold here. I'm Doug Steffen on DGV Health. Dr. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor in the fold of trying to understand how it is that your body works. I think people are just not that curious anymore either. And like everything else, the scientific approach to teaching in our public schools falls way behind because we're not allowed to teach things like how does your body react to vaccines. Well, what the difference is between my body and your body? Why is the chemistry of my body different than yours? That should all be taught in biology, basic biology, shouldn't it?
Well, sure. You know, and every now and then a patient will come in to the office taking a drug, a rather new and kind of experimental, whatever, that I've never heard of before. So I will go online to research that drug. And when you get into the chemistry, what's called the pharmacokinetics of that particular drug, and you start researching it, and if they have this enzyme, it's not going to work. If they have that enzyme, be careful. It can be twice as effective. This doesn't work with this particular ethnic background. This particular ethnic background has more side effects. So as I go in here to read this, it just underscores how differently the physiology of every one of us, you and me, Al, in the engineering room right now, the three of us have, even though we're not that far apart in age, Al might not agree with that, but we're not that far apart in age, we have very different physiologies.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're white
males. Depends on what we eat. The air we breathe, the water we drink, all
of
that stuff.
Gosh, that just compounds it, yes.
Yeah. Kind of a car we drive.
Yeah.
What are you sucking when you drive through town? What are you inhaling? All right, so there are a lot of people who are talking about how to overcome these problems, the stuff with COVID, without using vaccines. The alternate treatments that work, What are they? You talk about a strong immune system. I believe that that is the most, for me, I've stayed as healthy as I am and continue to be because I have a strong immune system. Did I develop that because I grew up on a farm touching all of the bad bacteria that was around and having it absorbed? I think absolutely that's what happened.
The short answer to that is yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
as opposed to somebody that grows up in the inner city and didn't see a blade of grass till some high school field trip out into the woods.
Right, exactly.
You know, it makes a big, big difference. Out there on the farm or out in the suburban areas where the winds blow through and the air is changing all the time, as opposed to deep in the inner cities, where the tall buildings keep the air from moving, keep the sunlight from falling on the people who live there. Back 100 years ago when tuberculosis, and it's making a comeback, by the way, but when it was really, really bad 100 years ago, that's where you found it, downtown Baltimore, downtown Philadelphia, downtown New York, downtown Boston. But in the suburban areas and the farm areas, it was almost completely unknown. So you're growing up on a farm is why you are as healthy as you are now at 74.
I think that's very true. I subscribe to that, frankly. All right, so anyway, there are a lot of things we have to kind of wait and see, it would seem to me, rather than condemning either using it or not using it. Although if you don't use it, it does seem pretty clear. And I point to the fellow in down in Nashville who's a radio talk host, Phil Valentine, who's very, very sick. He didn't get the shots. Is that just by chance? Or is it because he didn't have the shots? He's telling everybody, get the shots now. And he before was saying, no, I'm not getting a shot. It's not worth it to be exposed to things that I don't know about down the road. So he's living in the here and the now. And that's what a lot of other things. People may die in 20 years because they got this. But are we worried about 20 years from now or are we thinking about today? That's a big question in all of this as well. We're here with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Notes taken from a phone call appear to show former President Trump pressuring Justice Department officials to publicly question the 2020 election. The handwritten notes released Friday taken by a DOJ official on the call with Trump and former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen. Trump allegedly tells Rosen to say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me, that being Trump. New York Democratic Congressman Carolyn Maloney releasing the note. She says they show Trump directly instructed our nation's top law enforcement agency to take steps to overturn a free and fair election. a Texas Republican, the nation's newest federal lawmaker. Congressman Jake Elzey sworn in Friday after a runoff election to replace the late Ron Wright. Elzey credits his campaign's positive outlook for a win over Wright's widow, who is backed by Trump.
At the end of the day, it comes down to what kind of campaign do you want? What kind of vision do you have for the United States? And I'm a Reagan Republican, and I believe in our brighter future for tomorrow.
He tells CBS News his priorities will be the military, the southern border, and federal spending. This is USA Radio News. Some surprising information coming from a new COVID study. The CDC announcing Friday that almost 75% of over 400 people infected in a recent outbreak in Massachusetts were vaccinated. The study also finds vaccinated people who are infected have just as much of the virus in their noses as the unvaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky calls the report concerning, and she says it was a pivotal discovery that led to the new masking guidelines.
The more the virus is mutating, the more it has an opportunity to mutate away from our vaccines and to be able to evade them.
Dr. Walensky on Fox News Friday. She also said the Biden administration is looking into a federal vaccine mandate. Later, though, she tweets she was only referring to federal employees, not the entire country. She adds there will be no federal mandate. Efforts to extend a federal eviction moratorium fail. House Democrats hoping to extend the moratorium before Saturday's deadline can't get enough support to even hold a vote. The House now in recess for almost 2 months. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Second half hour of this week's visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DJV Health. Jack is a prominent Nooka chiropractor, also a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife run a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, delves into lots of this same sort of thing. And they have a fabulous newsletter that you ought to sign up for. It really has the answers to so many questions. It doesn't make any difference what your question may be. Certainly a lot of them these days are about the vaccine, about COVID, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, about the idea. I think we talked about this last week, zinc and the other things, the minerals that are necessary to help you build up your immune system so you won't get COVID, right?
That's it. You know, we have coronaviruses that show up every 2 years. We got a new one that's going to be showing up any time, and I don't mean the Delta variant. I mean a new one is going to show up. We know that for 2 decades now. They come every 2 years. Based on your immune strength and your ability to adapt to these environmental changes that come to you is how well you're going to do. You know, we were talking here previously about this fellow in Tennessee.
Yeah.
The fellow who said I should have gotten it. Ironically, you know, he's saying, well, if I'd gotten the vaccine, I wouldn't have gotten sick. Well, we don't know that. But what we also don't know is that with all of the adverse reactions that have been reported to the CDC, over 10,000 deaths now that have occurred within a few hours to a few days to a few weeks following those injections, the CDC has said, yeah, we take this, we report this, this is a governmental responsibility, but we don't believe a single one of these, not one in 10,000 of these was caused by the vaccine. I mean, that's just as crazy to say something like that as it is for him. And, you know, and I hope he survives. I hope he recovers from this. I mean, once you're on a ventilator, it's the prognosis is not good. But is that what really caused that, the fact that he didn't get the vaccine? Or did he have, as you were referring to there a few moments ago, a weakened immune response. So with the new flu season is going to be upon us here shortly, and with the new coronavirus, as well as other viruses that are going to show up that haven't been typified by any particular laboratory yet, they come and they go. They come and they go. In the fall, we have less oxygen in the air because we have less green to convert the carbon dioxide to oxygen.
Photosynthetic process, yeah.
Right. We're all a little oxygen deficient, but we're not getting the vitamin D. Now, you hear vitamin D talked about an awful lot in the alternative aspects of COVID, mm-hmm. but they don't talk about why. They just say vitamin D seems to help a lot of people.
So why is it then? You
the number one job of vitamin D is to absorb calcium in the gut. You can take calcium supplements. You can drink whole raw milk. You can get cheeses wherever calcium is found all day long. If you don't have vitamin D, it's going to go right on through the alimentary canal and out the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number reason, vitamin the number one D. reason why calcium or vitamin D is so important. But because we don't have as much sunlight in the fall and the winter as we do the summer, we have more vitamin D deficient people, we have less calcium absorption, we have sicker flu seasons. That's why we have cold
products,
flu season in the summer.
You represent Standard Process
yes.
in your clinic in Salt Lake, and they have a product, it's called Catalytic, what is it, D? What is it, what are you?
Cataplex D.
Cataplex D, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Cataplex C,
food-based D.
Yeah, it is. I take four of them every day. I don't know whether it's been measured lately. I was always told when I had my blood work that my vitamin D was deficient, and I never could figure it out because I spend like half of my life in the sun on the farm in the summertime. So why would I be? And nobody's ever actually answered that question. I've just been told, you need to supplement. They didn't tell me why. There must be some reason as to why I'm not absorbing the sunshine through my skin and getting enough vitamin D. But it has concerned me because of what you just explained.
Yes.
Frankly, the first time that was explained to me, and I think it was you that explained it, may have been Ken, explained it to me that way. We need to have vitamin D. And however you can get it, you need to get it. And so,
well, vitamin D is the is a steroid based vitamin. In fact, it is the most powerful vitamin in the human body. Not necessarily the most important. They're all mm-hmm. important,
mm-hmm.
but there are some epidemiologists that are now saying we should call vitamin D a hormone. We shouldn't be calling it a vitamin. We should be referring it to, as a hormone. And your body, of course, makes that. When the sun hits your skin, as the photosynthetic effect you were talking about a little while ago. Mm-hmm. As the sun hits the plant, you know, all those ingredients convert into chlorophyll. As the sun hits your skin, the cholesterol that's in your skin is converted to vitamin D. But it's a steroid-based vitamin, and so they're thinking, you know, maybe we should call this thing a hormone. It's not really right to class it with A, C, D, E, K, all the rest of the vitamins, the B family. Just that,
well,
you know, so what?
Yeah.
I'm out in the weeds. I'm sorry about that. But I thought that was kind of interesting.
I want to go back to something, actually, that I read in one of the newsletters. You were talking about the food that we're eating. And your wife, in one of the articles that she writes, Mary Stockwell writes, she answers a question about poisoning one's self by eating what we're eating.
Yes.
Cold cereal, milk from sick cows. The pasteurization versus raw milk claim. See, you're on the other side of most things, and I am too. We just don't happen to be on the same side when it comes to the vaccine. But for the most part in our lives, you and I are pretty much on the same path.
Well, I think that's why we get along as well as we do.
Well, probably, yeah, exactly. I'm worried about Mary throwing me out the next time I come because I got a shot. The business about the milk that we are getting. You think you're buying something healthy? The advertisements, these people, they're robots that run these things. I see ads on the side of trucks, dairy pure, pure milk from pure cows. That's such a load of crap. The cows around today, and even if they weren't being all shot up with hormones, there's less of that now than there used to be, but the conditions in a plant, not a farm, but a plant where there are thousands and thousands and thousands of cows could be suffering from any number of Germanic with a small g
diseases.
And you get that stuff, it goes through the pasteurization process kills everything in the milk, including the value that it once had, because they're microwaving it and lasering it to get rid of the bugs and the junk that's in it, and you are poisoning yourself.
Well, the reason Mary put that in the newsletter, and you can get the newsletter from ForbiddenDoctorNewsletter.com. It's a hard copy. It won't be digital.
Mailed.
You have to get it in the mail. We do that to stay under the radar. But the reason Mary talked about that is, let me give you an analogy here. When a woman has a baby and she decides to breastfeed the baby, what do they tell that woman about her diet? You want to be careful. Because everything you eat
and drink
is going to be in your milk
into the body of the baby.
Why would a cow be any different?
Yep, same
thing. So when the cows get the antibiotics, when they get the pesticides, when they eat foods that are laced with herbicides, especially glyphosate, that is going right into the milk.
Yep.
So that's, you know, our audience out here in Salt Lake City knows how much we endorse raw milk.
Yep.
And to stay away from... I sold it on my farm. I think there's only half the states in the union now that allow raw milk. As criminal as that is, asinine as it is.
Yeah.
But you do it at your farm. Thank goodness for that. People can go get healthy milk, because just even with the what do they call it, ultra pasteurization. I think they do it at a higher temperature for less time.
Yeah. Right.
It destroys. Interestingly enough, because we were talking about calcium and vitamin D a minute ago, it destroys the alkaline phosphatase enzyme. That kind of heat destroys that enzyme, and that's the very enzyme they use to test milk if they don't know whether it's been pasteurized or not. They look for the presence of alkaline phosphatase. But that alkaline phosphatase is what allows the calcium in the milk to transfer to your body's bones.
It's one of the things that these doctors and vets are taught this, the public health officials in the snobbed up public health schools that will teach the erroneous thinking about things like raw milk. And you wonder what else they learn that you're being taught that isn't right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue in a matter of moments here. Dr. Jack Stockwell, forget about our podcast. There's two of them. One of them at ForbiddenDoctor.com that comes from Jack's radio program. The other one comes from the sources of info that we have here on DJV Health. Go to DJVHealthShow.com. And listen, the most recent one, discussion of the many types of fish oils. That's very important for you to understand. We're talking about vitamin D this week, but we always have a discussion of some of the miracles that come from the natural infusion of supplements like omega-3 fish oils. You'll find that. And Jack explains the difference between the various types of fats and to clarify the omega-3, 6, and 9 discussion. You'll hear that. It's very important. Don't have any gaps in your knowledge. Get the information. The supplement of the week is something that we always focus on, something different for your, in this case, immune system. So check it all out at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your daily podcasts.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. people say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here. The idea that we can do these things to our body without us knowing it, I think that's really what has we become. God bless the advertising business. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the advertising business. But, you know, you weigh a lot of things as you judge. For example, you're always talking about your long life energy enzymes and how pure they are and how important they are. That's coming from you. I believe it. I take them every day. But do you think everybody believes it? No. It could be just another scam. We always are talking about scams. So why are we immune from that focus, Jack?
Well, the thing is, it's a great question because it's not on people's radar.
Mm-hmm.
What's on radar is what mainstream media and the social media people out there want you to think, they want you to feel, what they want you to be contemplating in a very short-term basis. And unless you have personal experience or you're compelled to do something, as a lot of us do as we get older, because things just start breaking down a little bit, you know, at 17 and 18 or even 25 years old, when both of us were that age, how much time did we give to contemplating that day what our bodies needed, what they required for optimum performance? We were immortal.
Before we run out of time in this segment, Dr. Fauci now says he wants to make vaccines for the next pandemic before it hits. How in the world would we know unless he's, like, I believe he knew what was going on in that lab.
Of course.
He funded it with the private funds. I think he's a big phony, and why he's still there makes me wonder.
I think he's in trouble.
Well, whatever it is. But now this spending a couple of billion dollars to develop a prototype vaccine, how do we know? We don't. These things are developing the Delta or the Alpha or whatever variant there is. These things change on a weekly, monthly basis.
Amen.
So why would we spend a lot of money unless you're in the pocket of the big drug companies and you want to spend, you know, a lot of money to make, you know, them rich? Other than that, I think that's preposterous, frankly.
Well, I think it just exposes more the dynamic behind what's really going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we say all the time, you follow the dollar. It's all about the money. How much money is going to be made from this? Pfizer themselves admitted they expected to make $13 billion off of their vaccine.
Yeah, of course.
Even though you can go get it for free.
Although the stock hasn't performed that well. If you watch the Pfizer stock, hasn't done all that well. All right. There's lots of food for thought here as usual. Dr. Jack Stockwell here from his clinic in Salt Lake. Check out the Forbidden Doctor website for more answers to important questions and the newsletter, which you can sign up for also there at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
At Nom Nom, we make real, good food for dogs and cats. And we mean that exactly like it sounds. Real, as in 100% whole ingredients. No dyes, fillers, or preservatives. Just restaurant-quality cuts of protein and hand-picked veggies. The same stuff you eat. Good, as in irresistible for our four-legged family members. The research even says our recipes have higher food-to-stool ratios, which means they're more digestible and energizing than kibbles and cans. Food, as in recipe after recipe, all prepped and mixed in our kitchens. No flash frying, no extrusion, only carefully selected ingredients individually cooked to seal in maximum nutrition. Dogs and cats, as in yours and yours alone. Each of our meals comes carefully pre-portioned and delivered to fulfill your pet's exact nutritional needs based on age, weight management, and sensitivities. Not a calorie more than they need. See? Exactly like it sounds. Try 50% off your first order of Nom Nom Fresh Pet Food at trynom.com/radio. That's trynom.com/radio.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals.
Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's 53 past the hour now. Time for us to return to those days, those thrilling days of today. I was thinking about the thrilling days of yesterday's. But yeah, remember those old TV shows? Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. Remember those?
Yes. Out of the sky of the Western. Now the
yes. Right.
Sky King.
You know, yes, right.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Sky King.
Forget about it. They just don't do that anymore, do they?
No, they don't, huh? Okay, this is DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He's brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin suggests that you take a moment or two to understand where you are with regard to COVID and your weight, because we have the Delta thing surging back into the attention, the focus, if you will, of people. So check out Calitrin and how it helps you lose weight and keep it off, more importantly. That may be a lifesaver. Check it out at toploss.com, their website, toploss.com. And when you decide to buy the product and get the benefits of how much free supply you can get, use the DJV code as your key not only to the free supply but also to free shipping. So now we go into the COVID mode here with Dr. Stockwell. And the latest, there are always going to be exceptions to the rule. You seem to be coming out on the short end of the stick here when it comes to all the people that are saying, oh, my God, you got to get your shots. And so this is interesting because people who are Native Americans, or are these people from India? I noticed you used the term Indians. Where are these people that are in this study? Where are they from?
The Indian Council on Medical Research. It's in India.
Okay.
And it's a seroprevalence study that they did. In other words, they looked at the blood.
Yeah.
They don't do swab stuff. They actually look at the blood, because the blood will tell you yes, no, up, down, in, out, white, black, whatever. And what they found is that 2 in every 3 people in India have coronavirus, the COVID-19 antibodies, or they have natural immunity. And so the whole reason I brought this up, they looked at 36,227 people in 70 districts, which, of course, you know, the 21 Indian states, 36,000 is nothing compared to 1 billion people.
Right.
But it was spread over 21 Indian states, and they found out that 62% of these people had antibodies without
them
having been vaccinated.
How'd they get them?
Well, they got exposed to COVID.
Ah.
Now, remember, COVID has, for all everybody under 70 years old, 99.8% chance of surviving it. It's just like a flu or a bad cold.
Right.
And so most people got exposed to this without ever knowing it, even in this country. When this stuff showed up, when it showed up, you know, almost two years ago now, when it finally started showing up there in China, it had already spread over most of the world. Before it became big news in China, they were finding COVID-19 in the most recent snowfalls high in the Alps. So it's,
they were finding COVID in the Alps?
Oh, well,
I thought it had to be a human had to be the conductor of this.
It has to grow. The multiplication of these viral elements take place in living entities, whether they're animals or insects. I mean, everything has viruses in them. You can't escape it. Now, most viruses are, you know, located to a certain species, like human beings. Very little animal transfer. But because this has become so politicized in order to sell vaccines and scare people to death, little pieces of news like this that pop up now and then kind of get pushed to the side. So I'm kind of a gadfly here on your show about this.
Yeah. So let's talk about a guy named Phil Valentine, who's a radio host down in Nashville, somebody that I know pretty well, known him for a long, long time. He was one of the anti-vaxxers. He said he wasn't, but he really was. On the air, the vaccine is, he said a lot of the things that you say about it, dangerous, you don't know what's going to happen to your body in 30 years, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he comes down with a really, he's almost dead, gets the virus, gets pneumonia, gets into the hospital, is on the in the intensive care unit. He's got the incubator or whatever it is that they call it. Whatever
the ventilator.
The ventilator, thank you. The incubator. And he's on oxygen, all of those things. And he says, I should have had the vaccine. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have been telling you not to get it. I wished I'd had it. I wouldn't have gotten sick.
We don't know that that's true.
Well, what is true?
Well, there's a growing number of people getting COVID now who've got the vaccine. And
yeah, but not
them.
In comparison to the number of people that had shots, Jack. Is there, I mean, what's the number?
Well, you know, you look at what VAERS is reporting out of the CDC of the tens. It's well over 12,000 deaths now because of this. You know, and I'm not anti or pro. I am pro-informed consent.
Right.
Study this stuff before you do it. People die. People just die for a lot of different reasons, and sometimes it gets blamed on this.
Well, there is some of that. I think the numbers have been skewed a little bit because the hospitals are getting a bounty. But it's still, when you look at what's going on, the news media does scare us, and then, you know, what do we do after that? 59 past the...
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Mal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.